cherishing or self-grasping, then there is the I, and I is the main source or main source or main cause for sufferings to come, and this is how this I become an enemy, one becomes enemy of one become one's enemy because we should consider that a basis or a source which a source of the suffering, we should consider the source or the cause of the suffering is one's enemy. And here we came to know that now the I is the source of suffering. So this is how the I becomes enemy for oneself. Yeah. So this this is the disadvantages or the disadvantages of self cherishing. No. The second verse is the second point, the almost it's from the root text. It said meditate on everyone as kind. And so, but through this we generate the self cherishing others, and so cherishing others, others becomes one's friend or one's dear ones, and excuse me, and then. When by considering others as one's friend or one's dear one, then we generate cherishing others, attitude of cherishing others, and the others are the source of our happiness, and it is the main method to eliminate or stop suffering. Now, the cherishing other is the main cause to stop suffering and it's the source of happiness, no? So here says they meditate on everyone as kind, and so we should think that all sentient beings are very helpful for oneself, to oneself, and also very kind to oneself, and by considering those sentient beings are very kind and helpful, then we can generate the cherishing others or attitude, attitude which cherish others, more important oneself, or cherishing others. And by cherishing others, then we can think about or we can meditate on love and then affection, etc.
Yes. Senjen mala tenero. Senjen la tenes sumares. Jangi kaya amares. Kundula senjen la tenes sumares.
So one may think how all sentient beings or sentient beings are very kind to oneself or when felt helpful to oneself, because in this life you can think that we were being born in this cyclic existence, and so and we have this physical form, we are not human being and also have this physical form, and this even so we can think that. While you are in samsara and you have to take a birth, and then so without sentient being or without the kind or depending on sentient beings, we cannot take birth, and so it means that for presently we can say that without our mother sentient beings or without our mother, we cannot take this physical form, or we cannot take birth. No.
So from
the beginning of this life, and we are not able to take our body by ourselves. The present body or physical form is being derived or given by our beloved dad and mom. We normally say that it's mine and mine and mine, but in fact we don't have anything which there is no other than the disturbing emotion we can call this is mine. So, everything has been given by others, and we only possess the disturbing emotions or negative things, bad karmas. So there's the only mine thing which is disturbing emotions.
So,
you know that our beloved parents or ascended beings have been very conscious for, like, when you first take, at the time of your birth, or when you first take a rebirth, or it's better say, at the time you take the birth, how our parents or our mother has to undergo through the great suffering, and then how much difficulty or she has to suffer at the time of birth. And she knows that she is going to suffer or face lots of difficulty at the time of birth, but she always considered her child more important than herself, and she is always willingly to undergo through the suffering. And as for us, you know, at the time we were born, we were just like we don't have any difference than like a baby bird, just a little flesh, and we can only scream or like Rinpoche says that, and we don't know how to speak, we cannot walk, and so later you've been able to walk and then eat and then talk, comes from the kind of our parents or blood, all from the sentient beings. So at the time we were just born, and then if our parent didn't take care of us for one hour and somewhere, we'll dry at that time. So they looked after us.
Lojong rosa ta, osu kodo ta, tende lojong rogo ara. Ta lojong rode, senje le tene,
So, and then after your birth, and you start growing, and then parents have been looking after you. Our parents look after us, and then they send us to school, and then we become educated, and then our education cannot just we are not educated by ourselves. We have been dependent on others through the power or the kindness of our teachers in the school. They gave us education, and we get educated, become educated. So all this, like our educations, and then everything what we have comes from or depends on others or other sentient beings. So at this time, at the moment, we have food, we have shelter, clothing, etc. All these things, when you check how they come, it's all those things comes from others, and or comes from others, or all this we get this by depending on other or by the kindness of others.
So, and
at this time we have this beautiful physical appearance or physical forms, and this physical form is the result of our practice of patience in the past time, and our practice we have done is entirely depend on sentient beings in the past. Without sentient beings, we can't practice patience. And also at the moment we are reasonable wealthy, or we have quite okay by ourselves, and this is because it's the result of the practicing generosity or giving in the past. And without sentient beings in the past, we cannot practice giving or generosity. So all we have, it's just comes from the kindness of others or sentient beings. So even in this life we generate compassion, love, bodhicitta or altruistic intention. So all this comes by depending or by or through the kindness of sentient beings or others, because when we try to develop love, compassion, and develop bodhicitta, we have to develop these three by depending or by focusing on us or on others or by focusing on sentient beings. Without sentient beings, we cannot practice or we cannot generate love, compassion, and bodhicitta. And also the practice of ethical disciplines and patience in this Mahayana teaching, without sentient beings we cannot practice these ethical disciplines or patience, etc. And also to achieve the final goal, which is enlightenment or Buddhahood, and without depending on others or the without the kindness of sentient beings, we cannot become enlightenment or become enlightened, or we cannot reach the Buddhahood, because to become enlightened, we need to overcome all our obscurations and delusions, and without sentient beings, without the kindness of sentient beings, we cannot overcome our obscurations and delusions, etc. Sorry, it's been yep. And then so the sentient being is really very kind to us, and there's nothing in this world which is more kind or more kind or which is kinder than sentient beings to us. No.
Shiba rangi tenshi, taba jenji tenshi, dini jini cheba ti isi ne. Do tsu di na, tan ko kachan do di shi gini isi, rwa. Ta momo shi na pe, ta pe momo shi wa sheji yore, ta pa kachan do di shi gini isi, rwa.
So,
Shiba rangi tenshi bari, rangin di shi bari, kol kari yungu dus, Buddha jenji di shi bari, ta badal kari chungu usi ne.
So still there are many, many. If we think about the kindness of sentient beings, there are many or a lot, or we can either say hundreds or millions. And then if we go through detail all this, we cannot finish. We can't finish. It will take a long time. So for that, we have to summarize, like, for example, the Shantideva said, roughly or briefly, or summarize, just look what's the difference between the Buddha and a child. A child always works for oneself, and what he has. And then the Buddha, and Buddha worked or cherished others or worked for others. So, sorry, child cherish himself or cherish practice self-cherishing, and check what he has, and check what Buddha has, and he cherish others, and by cherishing others, what he has got. So think roughly, if we just conclude the teaching here, or make it summarize all the teachings, but just think about what is the difference between what child has and what Buddha has. Because, and is that okay? Like what Buddha has and what child has practiced, has the self-cherishing, and Buddha cherish others. So let's see what the difference is there. What the difference in Buddha and the child now?
Shiva said, "Tang gonzo soso shiwo."
No.
Tang gonzo call chanting tele say yours.
Sorry.
Shiva said, "Da puk chuju naji re se." Shiva said, "No." Da puk chuju tele lo jagi jagi to zel. Da Shiva said, "Yos gitela."
No.
Da soso shiwo se.
So you said the child and the Buddha, but the child here actually it represents or remains for the ordinary beings who's been very acquainted with self-cherishing. And then undergoing a lot of suffering, and if they still continue with this self-cherishing, then the suffering will never stop to come. All right, keep continuing. No matter, I mean, how long you continue with self-cherishing, the suffering continues to flow.
What the name is that Buddha Karichabra said. Buddha Ranchin the Chen Tache Ranchin the Payu, Jenchin the Otto Senator, Comchene, and the Jenchin the Comchene, and the Nepe Tabachin the Long Lion Shoe, and this Chen to the past. The Nepe didn't touch him, but it ran the Jen, 10 years, 10 years, touch him. 그와 다시 봐 중말을 라 진들 말신 진들에 대해 중말했다 되니까 제가 시바 진들은 다 가르치고거든요 연행 가르치고도 얘는 대해서는 어떤
것 And the Buddha, he always looks self-cherishing as a negative one or to be object to be abandoned. And meditate on cherishing others and always acquire or consider others self-cherishing is to be considered self-cherishing is more important. And through this, during this, and but through self-cherishing, sorry, through cherishing others, he practiced for the sake of all sentient beings and then work hard to overcome all the negativities or all the bad karmas actions and acquire all the qualities and finally he become enlightened. So he finally became enlightened by working for sentient beings or by cherishing others more important than himself. So you should now So we have identified, like clarified, what the child or that ordinary being has, and then Buddha has what they have done and what Buddha has done. So think for the difference of their work, and then meditate on it.
What day is that? Among those there, I think the Sachin Bhaji, Zenpa, Jindi, the Bajusara. That thing of the journey, Rajin to the chain by Shivaji. Jensen did the pay, he thinks I am by Shivaji. That thing, do send about a Jago or Dajin Yajis and that, the Negro Lonnie about a Shivaji and Tang of the bar, then in Jago or this. Mama Jen Rajin is a Payuji, that Jensen is the also to the Jiaji, or to Jago is Marista.
So So when we practice now, I mean, we have been cherishing oneself as more important than cherishing others, and not cherishing others. So, and now we came to know that what are the disadvantages of self-cherishing and the advantages of cherishing others. Sorry, now what are the disadvantages of cherishing self-cherishing? Sorry. What are the disadvantages? So after, I mean, before we have been cherishing cherishing oneself more important than others. Now we came to know the disadvantages of self-cherishing and advantages of cherishing others. And by through knowing this, we have to. Do or practice, we have to change our practice now. Cherish others and abandon self-cherishing. Through this, we have to train or we have to do the practice of equalizing and changing self and others. So we have to change our. So through the bodhicitta, we have to change our practice, like, or the mind, which is now, you know, which I've stated, like cherish others, and abandon the self-cherishing. So we have to do this practice through altruistic intention or through bodhicitta. No?
Ordinate,
So, excuse me. To practice this equalizing and changing oneself into others, to practice this, our master Kshishekhava stated from the root text is train alternately in the two, taking and giving. So we have to train alternately by by taking and giving means So we have to send like taking the game, which it will come up. So now train in. So Geshe Shekhar said train alternately in the true taking and giving. Now.
So
one may think how we can do this practice, taking and giving alternately. Sorry. And so this, so up to we have proof that how we have made we have proof that how sentient beings are very kind to us. So we have already came to, we have already known that how sentient beings are kind to oneself. And by knowing that, and one cherish others or sentient beings, and then. Consider it's very affectionate, or consider sentient beings as very dear ones, and then when we consider or hold sentient beings as very dear ones or cherish others, then we see only the all the mother beloved sentient beings, dear sentient beings have only sufferings and which they don't want it. So, and by knowing that, we should practice this practice, taking and giving, and by knowing this, the sentient beings are undergoing through a lot of suffering which they don't want it. And then for that, by knowing this, we should take all sentient beings suffering upon oneself, and then give or send one's virtues or unhappiness to virtue or happiness to all sentient beings, and through by doing this, and then all sentient beings, and so we take all the suffering of sentient beings and give our virtues for all sentient beings. Now,
what is that? That's it. That downland is a tool that to limit it and a condition language. So language that that solo condition that the language is that that since that that produce that donga just that the mumu see that donya just there the others
right
donga just that donga no just that then the kanga she was just there the others then then is that when the donga then the no the no color niye since that donga that niye so that donga now that niye kangku the others.
So, and at the time we do the practice of taking the suffering of others, sentient beings, is, and we should when we think how to do that practice, taking our suffering of sentient beings, is not, and by seeing the sentient beings are suffering, and then one should develop or. The compassion. So compassion is also compassion is developed, or compassion is always developed when one meditates or when one, sorry, compassion is developed or achieved when, or to be practiced by seeing the sufferings, or the difficulty or suffering of other sentient beings, without seeing or knowing any sufferings of other sentient beings, we can't develop the compassion. So compassion always comes or developed by seeing the suffering of sentient beings, seeing the sentient beings are suffering, and you develop compassion within oneself, and through that one considered or imagine now, my kind sentient beings are suffering, and for that I should really take all their suffering upon oneself, and imagine that at the time you develop a compassion, you imagine that you are taking all sufferings. Imagine that all sentient beings you are taking sufferings of sentient beings upon yourself, and then gradually you think that now I have elevated or taken all the suffering of sentient beings, and then feel rejoiced that I have been able to do this, and I feel now all this, and just rejoice that I've taken the suffering of sentient beings, and now they have only happiness within this world. They don't have any sufferings now.
Ane rangi li longshe geza papa thamche ane telape che li yapoyongwa longshe yapoyongwa ane che pge mtse yapoyongwa ne desa tsele yapoyongwa to krosuna kan deba che tagaro yongwa sho sene ne sangi gewa deba do gewa li longshe kanga pa senshelwa pomba mepa tangshe
Yes. And then at the time you do the practice of giving, means you should give all your virtues for other sentient beings, and the practice of giving or sending your virtues to others is to be done through the love, and by having love or having developed love for sentient beings, then you can give or you can give your virtues for sentient beings, and as you know, taking meditation, which means you have imagined now all sentient beings, you have taken all suffering of sentient beings, and now they have only and then you imagine that I've taken their suffering, and now they have happiness, but still the happiness which they are enjoying is not the happiness without suffering. The happiness which they had at that time is the happiness with suffering, and so at that time, and you just through the practice of giving, and then which through love, through the practice by arousing or developing love for sentient beings, and you gave your virtues for all the sentient beings to have the happiness. Up to now, they don't have happiness without suffering. So at that time, at the practice of giving, you through the love, you gave your all virtues and wish all sentient beings to have happiness without any suffering now, because they don't have. So they have happiness with suffering at the moment. And at the time you give the giving of practice of giving, you gave your virtues and wish those sentient beings have the happiness without any suffering. And dunga me deva deva chunga shum sam ani me ba ches ron mis. Tene tijal kan sam. Ani kewa ta ang kala chambe go na ani konzol dunga me deva chunga shum sam.
Dunga me kaga koron ta pa ta ang yata ta ko deva pasu sopa.
So yeah, and then and at the time you just give all your possessions, virtues, anything what you have for ascending beings, and by doing this at the end you just feel rejoiced that now I have given all this, all my virtues, possession, everything to other ascending beings, and through that and consider, imagine that now ascending beings at the moment, now through that imagine that now ascending beings are free from suffering and they have achieved a happiness which is without suffering, you know, and feel rejoice of doing that.
That was about seno tanse wrong it and be me dunga sensation dunga sole wrong it about pata tu se deta sensation la dunga me be dawa ta poso so bale sumo yenta ta colocation si pojera
sumas no. So by doing this practice, imagining or like sending that, taking all the suffering of sending beings and giving your virtues to sending beings, and by doing that you just feel or you just think that all sending beings have happiness without suffering, and now all the sending beings have great benefits, or they have got the self and they have achieved or got the happiness without suffering now.
What the thing is ta rang ge de dawa de pha ta me dawa de dunga de so lang te cha de ta ra la ju shi go ja ra
so so I see. So much of what he said was, so by doing that practice, giving your virtue and taking all the suffering, and all sentient beings receive your virtues, and they got the happiness without suffering. In that case, now all sentient beings have the profit and something like that. And then you practice. Like you have taken all the suffering of sentient beings, and you suffer. In that case, so there is a loss in you, and then profit for all sentient beings.
That is so good. Car is a shit in the bed. That round dry is that. That dollar car to do so good. Car is. Niyan la car xiang xiang is put. Since then, niyan is that. That le car pen to do so good.
So what we need to do is that, because Shantideva has stated that all sentient beings are dear ones and one's friends, and one is one's enemy. So we have always tried to harm one's enemy, and one is one's enemy, and we need to harm oneself.
So
do you think that you got lost? You've been lost means not lost in the space. I mean, in terms of business, you got lost. You know. So this is what I mean.
But natural service.
So can you bear this?
Oh, then the lojun sijemane. Kedu jaga jala dress. Jundo poka rangi less. Kung tu sores, lojo, sijamane. Kedu jaga. Kedu jaga, sijamane pa dress. Jundo poka rung tu less.
So in sijamane, right? So in the 8-point mind training text, teaching says that give profit and victory for others, and take loss and defeat for oneself.
The career is na, kya to jaga jaan tai ko the jinsen career is na, ane jaan theta social pendo chambo shuvo je yawa yinza.
The reason why the eight point mind training says that give victory and profit for others is because others are very kind to us, and others are the one to have ultimate happiness and rich become enlightened or rich become enlightened. We have to do this and become enlightened or have happiness by depending on others. So through their kindness, we receive this, and this is why sentient beings are very kind to us, and because of being kind to us, we have to give profit and victory for others, sentient beings. No? And why we have to take loss and defeat to oneself is because you came to know, or because you know, the self-cherishing is the root or the root cause or the source of all suffering. No. So we take loss and defeat for oneself, but in fact, we didn't get lost or we are not defeated, because we have been practicing that kind of that practice in our thought. We're just giving all our virtues and taking all the suffering of sentient beings. But in our thought we have gave all our virtues, or in our practice, in our thought, we gave our virtues to others to have all have happiness and have all virtues and possessions, everything. But in fact, we have still we got that virtue. We gave all of the virtues in thought, but not in. But we are still, the virtues are there, still exist, or still there, still within you, within yourself. But we have been given. We have given the virtues for all the sentient beings in our thought, through kind-hearted or through good motivation or through kind-hearted, but through doing that practice, due to our kind-hearted practice through the kind-hearted, we have developed even more greater virtue or greater benefits, and so there is no loss at all by doing that practice. We, in the sense we have said, he has stated, like, take loss and defeat in oneself, but in fact we didn't get any loss. We get even greater virtues and greater positive actions within oneself. So when we do the practice of giving our virtues, but our virtues are not being sent. We've done that practice in our thought, but our virtues still remain in ourselves, within oneself. And by doing that, we have even, like, we can we develop more virtues or more positive actions by doing this, and because of sentient, we have done that practice for the sentient beings, and as you know, sentient beings are limitless or numberless, and then so through each individual, like each sentient beings, by doing that, and through each sentient beings, we develop each kind of positive action or virtues, and our virtues should be same amount as the numberless of sentient beings, and so our virtues will be same as like a space, you know. And it means we never, there is no loss at all. We still achieve or get more benefits or more virtues than we have, you know. We have. Oh, this is. So if he or she is a businessman here, if he had done that business, it's a great business, not just a small army. It's a great business.
That is
No.
No.